Hi, everybody. Welcome to my latest elder law interview. My name is Jim Wolverton, and I'm the director of legal education here at Krauss Financial. And I'm excited to interview Mary Sizemore. She is our long-term care insurance specialist here at Krauss Financial. And we are launching a new attorney referral program for long-term care insurance. As we've gone around the country talking about long-term care insurance, we found that attorneys really do need a trusted companion and someone that they can send their clients to should they be interested in long-term care insurance as part of an overall estate plan. So what we're launching is a limited time until the end of the year, 2025, a referral program where when the attorney makes a referral that has a consultation with Mary, they'll receive $100. So please feel free to go to our website, and under the long-term care insurance product page, you'll be able to find that referral form. If you have a client that you'd like to see if they would qualify for long-term care insurance, what those types of policies would cost them, Mary can work with them directly. But we wanted to introduce Mary and talk to her a little bit about this program. So without further ado, please enjoy this conversation that I had with Mary about long-term care insurance and our new referral program. Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for being here today. Can you describe a little bit your role as a long-term care insurance specialist here at Krauss Financial?
Sure. Thanks for having me here today. A long-term care insurance specialist is someone that specializes in long-term care insurance. I have 28 years of experience. I'm a CLTC, and I'm also an LTCCP, which is a claims professional.
Okay.
So I do have a long background of long-term care insurance with traditional and hybrid products.
Awesome. And can you talk a little bit about why long-term care insurance is important for attorneys to talk about with their clients as part of an overall estate plan?
It's important for attorneys to consider long-term care insurance for their clients because it gives their clients choice. The clients have choice of where care will be received, and also it preserves assets, and it saves their family members from being full-time caregivers. They can be care managers instead.
And here at Krauss Financial, we're launching a referral program. Can you talk a little bit about how that program is going to work?
Sure. Attorneys and insurance advisors can refer their clients over to Krauss, and we will work with them to develop a plan for them. We go over pre-qualification. We go over their assets and income, and we determine a plan that's appropriate for them. Or an attorney can work that with that client themselves with some mentoring from us.
Awesome. And I know we have developed a form on the website, and I'll pull that up here. Can you kind of talk about, as I go through, where that's located, what you're looking for as far as your processes go? I will show folks that when you go to the Krauss website, you'll be able to go to products. There'll be a drop-down menu there. Then you'll go to long-term care insurance, and you'll click on that long-term care insurance button. And as you scroll down, you'll find a lot of resources here regarding long-term care insurance. And then for the referral program, you can click on this green banner here that says explore the program. Once you click on that, it'll take you to a form. So this form will allow you as the attorney to complete this. The idea is, as you're meeting with the client, you're having a conversation about estate planning. You mention, hey, long-term care insurance is something that you should consider as part of an overall estate plan because the cost of long-term care could really impinge the success of any sort of estate plan. And hey, why don't you talk to Mary about long-term care insurance and see what your options are and see what the cost might be for the types of covers that you're looking for. So here the attorney has the referring attorney details. Long-term care insurance client details are there. And then Mary, once you get this, submit the referral form, what's kind of your process to reach out to the client and talk to them about their insurance options?
Sure. We reach out to the client. We'll review this form. We go over, you know, their age, if you've listed any prescription medications. If none of that is listed, then we will review all that with the client on an intake form. I will review their health history, some family health history as far as dementia, height and weight, and then we'll determine if a plan is appropriate for them and what plan.
And as you're filling out this form, are you reaching out directly to the client? Is the attorney still involved? How is scheduling that consultation happen?
That can be however the attorney prefers. We're happy to reach out to the client, or if the attorney wants to be involved, we can also set up, a Zoom chat or a phone call to have both parties on the phone with me.
Oh, awesome. And if that consultation happens, what does the attorney get out of that?
For the referral, as long as we have a consultation, they do receive $100.
Okay, great. And if the client decides after the consultation to move forward with purchasing an insurance product, what is your role then? What do you do to help the client through that?
We would walk the client through the plan, develop a policy, make sure that it's affordable for them, and then we would go through the application process. Once the application is submitted to home office, it would go through an underwriting process at home office with the carrier, and then once the policy was issued, we would send that out to the client.
And are you involved with the underwriting with the client?
Yes.
Okay. And what does underwriting look like for the client?
Underwriting can be anywhere from medical records, a phone interview, a face-to-face interview. There's no blood or urine required, but they do want to make sure that you have had a physical, usually within the last 2 years, so they have some current medical records to look back on. And then a phone interview, sometimes they'll do a short cognitive screen on that phone interview, or they may do an in-person interview, which would include height and weight, blood pressure, and then a cognitive screen.
And are you scheduling that, or is that somebody from the insurance company, and does the attorney need to be involved through underwriting?
The attorney does not need to be involved. We do not schedule those through Kraus. They are scheduled through home office at the carrier.
Okay, so that's from the insurance company. Someone's going to come out, make that phone interview, or if it is in person, then they'll schedule that directly through the insurance company.
Correct.
Okay, excellent. And then obviously if they purchase the policy, if there is a claim, do you get back involved in that, or is that something that the insurance company takes care of?
The insurance company takes care of it for the most part, but I have been involved in claims. Sometimes things get off the rails a little bit, so I help massage those back on the claim track.
Awesome. If you're talking to an attorney and you're describing a great referral, what type of potential or what type of client, one of their clients, would be a great referral to send over to you?
I would say someone who's reasonably healthy. It doesn't have to be someone who's not taking any medications. The insurance carriers do take conditions such as, blood pressure, cholesterol, even diabetes. But someone who's reasonably healthy, reasonable height and weight, within a standard height and weight range, someone with assets to protect so that there's money there, to protect. And the younger, the better. I think that as we get older, we just develop more and more health issues. So, the younger, the better. Premiums are more affordable and they're usually healthier.
And as an insurance professional, obviously attorneys aren't generally, but do you have any tips that you could share with attorneys to help have a conversation about long-term care insurance if an attorney hasn't done that before?
Well, I think everyone needs a plan for long-term care. Not everyone will qualify for long-term care insurance, but everyone should have a plan for long-term care. Who's going to take care of them when something happens? So I think that should be the first step, is developing a plan, making sure that their clients have a plan, who's going to take care of them, where they want care to be received, how they're going to pay for it. Once you develop the plan, how you fund the plan will come into play.
Yeah, so it sounds like having that conversation as part of an estate planning client meeting, where you're going to receive care, who's going to give you that care, how are you going to pay for that care, kind of opens the door to, well, I don't want to pay for it out of pocket. Let's get some insurance in place that can help pay for home health care, assisted living, or even up to nursing home level care, correct?
Correct. And we do have a tool called a roadmap to care, and it asks a lot of those questions. So I can send that out to an attorney who's interested, and they can use that to develop the conversation.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mary. This was very helpful. And for all those attorneys that are looking to take advantage of our referral program, it is active, it is live. We will have that referral program open until the end of 2025. So if you have clients that you're having those conversations with, please feel free to use that form on our website, and that'll get them to Mary, and they'll be able to work with Mary and all of her experience in helping them pick the right plan to receive the right type of insurance to help pay for the care that they need that's going to protect those estate plans that you're putting together for them. Thank you, Mary, for your time. Is there anything else that you want to share with folks before I let you go?
No, I just want to say thank you, and I'm excited to work with our attorneys and their clients.
Awesome. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.